You're listening to the Rhythm and News Service of JPR. I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to another JPR Live session from Jefferson Public Radio's Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of Southern Oregon University. Joining me is G-Love. Hold the special sauce today because he's here solo. He grew up in the emergence of hip-hop in Philly and had a love of old blues. He was an early pioneer, if not the first guy, to blend those two genres of hip-hop and blues. And both the title and the sound of the new album, Philadelphia, Mississippi, really drive the concept home. It was produced by Luther Dickinson of North Mississippi All-Stars. Has some great guests. Bluesman Trent Ayers is on it, the legendary R.L. Boyce. Got people like Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, Schooly D, Jontavious Willis, and Takira Jackson of Southern Avenue, and all kinds of great folks on this. It's an honor, G-Love, to have you back in the JPR studios.
Oh, thanks, Dave. It's great to be back here. Wow, can I just take you with me? That's a great intro for what I'm doing right now.
Thanks so much. So Philadelphia, Mississippi, it wasn't your first time working with the Dickinsons. Take us back.
Yeah, that's a big part of the story. Jim Dickinson, who's passed, Luther's father, produced G-Love and Special Sauce, our second record, Coast to Coast Motel, back in 1995. We worked with him on that. And that's where I met Luther and his brother, Cody Dickinson, for the first time way back then, and we've been talking about doing something for a long time. So it was just wonderful to kind of reconnect and make that full circle, do the new record, Philadelphia, Mississippi, the pilgrimage of the hip-hop blues right there in Zebra Ranch Studio in Coldwater, Mississippi, that Jim Dickinson had built with his two sons.
Oh, very cool. How did you go about assembling the players on this record? All kinds of cool folks.
Yeah, again, this was a really collaborative effort between Luther Dickinson and myself and our musical partner, Chuck Treese. Right. Kind of, Luther has such a deep network of the Hill Country blues community, which is in northern Mississippi area, kind of the outskirts of Memphis, where Memphis borders Mississippi, and that region is known for the Hill Country Blues artists like Junior Kimbrough, R.L. Burnside, and we had the opportunity to work with another old-timer named R.L. Boyce, who probably of that kind of older generation is kind of one of the elders. Mm-hmm. It was so Luther had that community, and then we were able to call on some of the people that we met on the legendary blues cruise, which has been this amazing gig that I've had the last couple years, and gotten to meet a lot of these emerging young men and young blues men and blues women that are out there pushing forward the blues culture and doing it very authentically and just carrying on their culture but also pushing it forward. So between the two of us, we know a lot of people, and because of the fact that it was during the pandemic when we cut the record, everybody was home. No one was on the road. So everyone was hungry to get a gig and have a day's work, and we had 10 people come through in 5 days.
Wow. So it was recorded in person in the studio.
Yeah, very cool.
Very good. How about playing us a song?
I'd love to. I'm going to play one of my favorites. This is how the record starts, Philadelphia, Mississippi. This song's called Love from Philly. On the record, it features Schooly D, legendary Philly MC, mm-hmm. Chuck Treese, myself, and Trenton Ayers from the Hill Country. Here we go. Something fresh out the kitchen today in Ashland, Oregon. We're gonna bust it out like this, yo. This is G-Love. Spend a little love from the 215, y'all. Are y'all ready for this? Come on. A
electricity is flowing through me like the kite to the key. The money in cryptocurrency, now my fees is connected to the streets. So no matter where I roam, the sound of Philly that's alive in my bones and my blood, a family thing. Said it's max and relax to the song that we sing. 76 is a Philly thing. It's a real thing. It's a feel thing. It's nitty gritty. Hot sauce in the city. Yo, parking lot hustlers. South Street shucksters. Yeah, but you know we back in the ORE. Coming like this in a place to be. Yo, hit it, baby. Come on. Yo, love from Philly. Love from Philly. Love. Love, love. Love on Philly, love on Philly, love, yo. I got love, my love for you. Get illy, get illy. Get illy, get Philly. Get illy, get illy. Get illy, get Philly, boss. Trees down the road on ya, no clothes on ya. Put the pedal to the metal, greens burn pointer. I gotta get going, 5 hour song. Chip a K, bustin' teeth, put the shrooms on it, y'all. I got a new groove on it. I put a new blues on it. G Love in the house, news on it, news on it, y'all. We got a groove on it, groove on it, groove on it. Yo, love from Philly, love from Philly, love. Love from Philly, love from Philly, love. I got number love for you. Get illy, get illy. Get illy, get Philly. Get illy, get illy. Get illy, get Philly. Now bust like this. Yo, smooth it out, baby. One, two, three. Yo, Philly fanatical, folk fest, tripping daisies with the fun guys, clutch moves since old pine, old time, but they keep getting better. Don't call the cheese whiz when you stacking cheddar. Now don't ask about Geno's or bats, or say you're from Philly, when Cherry Hill's where you hang your hat. Now ain't nothing wrong with Jersey, and ain't nothing wrong when you're wearing that officer number three jersey. Get along, or even better, Nick Foles, but the Philly, bring that back home, don't be greedy. Spread the chilly love all around the world. Yeah. Cause of Philadelphia freedom. 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 Ring the bell, you heard. Love from Philly. Love from Philly, love. Love, love. Love from Philly. Love from Philly, love. Yo, I got nothing but love for you. Get illy, get illy. Get illy, get Philly.
As G Love in a JPR live session. I'm Dave Jackson. Good to have you listening. It's good to have G Love in the house. That was Philadelphia, Mississippi from the new album. Or actually, that was Love from Philly from the new album, Philadelphia, Mississippi. It's available on vinyl, CD. You can stream it. And it's also available as an NFT.
Yes!
That is a very new thing on a lot of levels, but especially with music. What's the deal on that?
Man, I think it's going to be something that's going to become a lot more prevalent in our industry, the music business, moving things to the blockchain and Web3. And I'm proud to say that this is the first blues album dropping as an NFT. And just a quick crash course, what's an NFT? Well, it's kind of a collectible. If you collected comic books as a kid, or you collect wine or fine art or as an adult, then you know about people saying, why would you buy that? Because you want to make some money off it and you love it, right? So this is kind of, NFTs are collectibles right now. So my record's coming out as an NFT, which means that every time someone mints it, minting is the process of putting your data onto the blockchain. Mm-hmm. So every time you mint one of my records, it would be a specific album that only you own, and it's embedded into the blockchain, that authenticity. You can buy it and sell that. You could trade it and make money on it, or you could just hold it and enjoy it. And why would you want to do that? Well, if you want to help the artist, it's great, because it's really wonderful for us as we retain 90% of all the the revenue raised from our sales, which is unheard of in the music business.
Right.
So it's really cutting out in this day and age when no one buys albums, you know, with music streaming and everything, musicians, it's really hard to even justify making records, because records right now are what we call a lost leader for touring. You know what I'm saying? So it's a conversation that we could spend a couple hours on, but that's basically why you should buy the NFT. Right. Support the artists that you love, and step into some new technology. Be an early adopter.
And because I'm a little confused still, you can listen to this NFT. Is that correct?
You can. The NFT, you'd be able to stream it. You'd be able to download the MP3s of the songs, mm-hmm. just like you would off of Apple iTunes or whatever. Uh-huh. And you also happen to get a collector's edition gold vinyl shipped to your house. So our NFT has a lot of value, what we call in the Web3 utility. So if you want to check that out, you can check it out on our web page, on all of our socials. There's information on Twitter at G Love and Special Sauce on Facebook, at Philly G Love on Instagram, and philadelphonic.com.
Very good. I was going to get to that, but you took care of it for us. Very good. So you're back here in, I want to say, 2017 or something like that. You came in on a Super Bowl Sunday, recorded some songs for us.
All right.
In between that, that was on the Love Saves the Day tour, I think you stopped by.
Oh, yeah.
In between then and now, you also produced The Juice and were nominated for a Grammy.
Yes!
Congratulations on the Grammy nomination. So The Juice had a lot of cool folks on it. How did that come together?
Collaboration's been something in the last 20 years that I've really enjoyed and kind of have taken the opportunity on all my recordings to bring in some special guests. But The Juice was a wonderful record, and that was produced by Kebmo, my old-time label mate from OK Records in the 90s. And I always say about making The Juice with Kebmo was like going to a master class of not only blues, but music, music history, studio recording. And he was such a meticulous producer. Every note, every lyric, every choice of instrument or overdub was carefully going over with a fine-tooth comb. Like, if you write a song and bring it to Kebmo and play it for him, he goes, "Well, what's that about?" And you would say, "Well, it's just a song." "What do you mean it's just a song?" He wanted to have a story, so, like, nothing could get by him. So out of that record, some wonderful songs were born. And yeah, we got that. We put the record out, and then a pandemic hit. So right during the tour, so it was kind of took the wind out of the sails. However, in the months to come, we got the Grammy nomination, which was just such a surprise out of left field. And it was just the hugest honor of my life, you know.
Yeah, the first thing I had to cancel when the pandemic hit was your show here in Ashland. I was like, "Oh, G Love canceled," and then everything just like within the next couple of days, all these tours canceled, and all kinds of stuff changed.
It was a
weird time.
Thank God we're coming to the other side of that.
Yeah, hopefully so. Yeah. Well, can you play us a tune off that album, The Juice?
Man, I'd love to, Dave. And this song's really important to me, and this one's called The Juice, the title track from The Juice. Here we go. Yeah, you got the juice, baby. Lies about this, no more lies about that. No more ace up your sleeve, just lay your cards flat. See how people set it rough when the struggle is tough. Bad news on the news every day, it's enough to make good people turn around and leave. How about we march in the street, go with free, raise our fists in the air? Cause we do care, you say you cares, we do. We got the juice, we got the love, we got the dreams, we won't give up. All the change, we had enough. We got the juice. Time's up. Divided too far, united we rise. Been hard to see through all these tears in our eyes. So why do we cry? Teardrops, they stain. Like Cat Stevens, we ride the peace train. All let us be real. You
must be insane in your brain. Something's wrong, now you can't remain. We need positive change, we will not regress. Power to the peaceful, we must progress. We got the juice, we got the love, we got the dreams, we won't give up. We are the change, we had enough. We got the juice, time's up. Well, let's get loose, baby. Let's get lifted, yeah. Something's going on now, and you sure don't want to miss it. You can feel it in the streets, on your toes to your feet, and from sea to shining sea. Hit 'em with a mic now, baby. We got this. Oh, yeah, you ready? This is a letter and also a song. And if something ain't right, then it must be dead wrong. For the birds and the bees and the herbs and the trees, and every single person's sanity. Humanity's all of us, all colors and all kinds. You see, we want world peace, and we want just a little peace of mind. Cause see, we don't need no more war. And we don't need no more guns. We just need a better world now for our daughters and our sons. So let's go get it. Are you with me? Let's go. We got the juice. We got the love. We got the dream. We won't give up. We are the change. We had enough.
That's G Love with The Juice, the title track to his album that came out a couple years back, produced by Keb Mo and earned them a Grammy nomination. Ooh. Thank you so much, G Love, for playing that for us. What a great positive message.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a really beautiful song to get to perform live, and it's uplifting, and it's a protest song.
Yeah. So, but it's a protest song with kind of a positive.
Yeah.
It's got a positive vibe to it.
I look forward to the day when I never have to sing it.
Yeah. Once that's achieved, we can get rid of those songs. Cool. So throughout your career, the band's name is Special Sauce. You've had songs like Hot Cooking, Cold Beverages, Soulbecue. Seems like drinking, eating, barbecues, that kind of thing. It plays a big role in your life. And you've set foot into that the culinary world a little bit, have you not?
I have. I have my G Loves Hot Sauce, which is a nice hot sauce, which is currently out of production.
Nope.
But yeah, I mean, it's been wonderful to get to work with a lot of chefs, doing collaborative, sometimes we'll do like food festivals and perform, and I'll do some onstage cooking with some chef friends of mine, like a guy named Chef Brian Duffy and Chef Kev D. Huh. A couple of my chef buddies, they actually just dropped an NFT called Chefty. CHFTY, and that's by Spike Mendelsohn, a celebrity chef. But yeah, man, food, wine, music,
yeah,
all the art, some of the beautiful reasons for living.
Very good. And I think I have found a certain IPA with your name on it locally,
yes,
as well.
Yes, so. Thank you. Yeah, right down the road from Ashland in Bend, Oregon, are my wonderful collaborators, Good Life Brewing Company, and we have been working together for, gosh, I think about 6 years now. And we are currently offering G Love's The Juice IPA, which is a what we call a super crushable IPA.
It's pretty tasty. I have to say I've tried it a few times. So.
Yeah, it's cool because you can't get it everywhere, but you certainly can get it in Oregon.
Right. Is there anything new on the culinary front? Anything coming down the road on that? Or?
Geez, man. Am I missing something?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
No, not right now. The main culinary or imbibing collaboration I have right now is with Good Life Brewing. Uh-huh. Yeah. And other than that, yeah, we're focused on the music right now, and but certainly enjoy linking with chefs and doing events like that. Yeah.
Do you ever think of hooking up with Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart for a show?
Well, who wouldn't think of hooking up with Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart for a show? Yeah, man, I got a couple good Snoop Dogg stories, but not for the radio.
But that would be the perfect trifecta. What about music projects? Anything else? I know you're on tour right now, so that's probably taking up most of your headspace. What about anything new on the horizon with that?
Or? Well, I mean, damn, Dave, we just dropped the record. No, but right now, yeah, I'm on a long tour right now, which we just started. We're five shows into the Dispatch OAR G Love tour, which I'm supporting first of three solo acoustic, just like I'm doing today, which is wonderful. No one can see, but my six-year-old Lewis is over here in the studio with us. He's hijacked my phone. So got the whole family out. My wife, Kelsey, our three boys, June, age one, Garrett, age two, and Lewis, age six. Yeah. So it's a real family circus. But, yeah, we're just right now it's all about kind of trying to raise awareness for our new record, Philadelphia, Mississippi. And, like I said, the record is a pilgrimage of the hip-hop blues. And I had always wanted to go down to Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a student of the blues, I spent my whole life, learning from the records like Lightning Hopkins or Robert Johnson, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, Mississippi John Hurt, Mississippi Fred McDowell, John Lee Hooker, everybody. The list can go on and on. And, when I was learning, it was before the internet, so you couldn't just go on, like, YouTube and take a lesson, like, say, how do you exactly play a Robert Johnson song? Well, you had to figure it out from the record. And so in trying to learn how to play those records, I kind of came up with my own style of guitar playing and singing, and that's, been everything to me. So to get to go down to Mississippi and, work in this very rootsy studio and get to see these young cats like Jontavious Willis, who's a master of all acoustic blues, and his buddy Christone Kingfish Ingram, who he just won a Grammy for Best Blues Album of the Year last year. See these kids, I should say young men because I'm old, but to see these young men in their 20s just playing their unbelievable musicians, and to get to share the studio with them and share some time with them was everything. So I hope that my fans I can shed some light on some of these emerging artists. So that was the mission, to kind of learn and also shed some light on the other musicians. And everybody when the people came to the studio, said, come down, just bring a hook or bring a guitar riff or a lyric. And we wrote a lot of the record right there on the spot. So it was a really collaborative effort and spontaneous. I encourage everyone to check out what I think is a instant contemporary blues classic, Philadelphia, Mississippi, by your best friend G Love. Check it out, baby.
Hey, we have been enjoying it, and it's just pretty neat that you got together so many other people that were also playing their contemporary blues and stuff like that right now too. So it just fits right in with everything we're doing, and it's a great album. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Thanks, man.
You can find the album on CD, you can find it on vinyl, you can find it on an NFT, probably at record stores if those still exist.
Yeah.
And you can also find them at G Love's website. That's philadelphonic.com. G-Love, would you like to play us another song?
I'd love to.
Excellent. What do you want to play?
I'd like to play the single. This is a song called Laughing in the Sunshine.
I like this one.
All right.
taking my time, laughing in the sunshine. Taking my time, laughing in the sunshine. Sunburn in the back, sunshine on my back. I got some friend now, they know where it's at. Yeah, the music playing, pushing no delay. I got some moves, can't stop what I'm saying. Walk on by, talk on by, laughing in the sunshine. Walk on by, talk on by, laughing in the sunshine. Living, loving, laughing, people talking about the way we treat you. When it's time, I need to find someone here I can rely on. Someone here I can rely on. Living, loving, laughing, people. Living, loving, laughing, people. Living, loving, laughing, people. Living, loving, laughing, people. Walk on by, talk on by, laughing in the sunshine. Walk on by, talk on by, laughing in the sunshine.
Laughing in the sunshine, G Love in a JPR live session, and that is my unofficial, at least, song of the summer. I don't know if I can officially make one that, but yeah, I've been enjoying it. It's been stuck in my head for a couple days.
Great, thanks.
So thanks for playing that for us, and you can check out G Love's new album. You can stream it. You can find it at his website. You can catch him on tour, currently on tour with Dispatch and OAR, and they're going to be touring through your area. Check out the website for more on that tour. Thanks so much for being with us today, G Love. It's been my pleasure. Maybe we'll catch you next time as well.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me, and a big shout out to all listeners out there. And yeah, thanks for supporting independent music.
You can find this and past JPR live sessions at ijpr.org. You can find them as podcasts at Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. And stick around for more Open Air just ahead.